Now, continuing to talk about the Holy Spirit. People will say, but does the Holy Spirit have anything to do with the world at all? I'm glad that you brought that up, because we're going to point that out here in John chapter 16. I'm going to start at verse number 7. Talking about the Holy Spirit, the X factor. Now, it says this in John chapter 17. As you were, John chapter 16, verse number 17 says this: "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth," still Jesus talking, "it is to your advantage that I go away." Now, why would it be an advantage for Jesus to go away as opposed to staying here with us? Because Jesus, the man, could only be at one place at one time. But the Holy Spirit in the lives of believers, those who have received him, those who have believed on him, the Holy Spirit can be everywhere all at the same time. Can I get one amen in this? Up in here. Now, he says, "It is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, will not come." But Jesus said, "But if I depart," he says, "I will send him to you." So the Holy Spirit is not a female. The Holy Spirit is a he, and he is a very real person. And it says, "And when the Holy Spirit has come," one of the things he's going to do is he will convict the world of sin. Did you ever notice it didn't say he was going to convict the believer of sin? It says he's going to convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of, he says, and of judgment of sin. He says, because they do not believe in me. He's going to convict the world, those who won't follow Jesus, because they won't believe in Jesus Christ himself.